Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome, welcome, wonderful Sunday. The sound of nothing pounds in my chest, breathing the chemicals from past breaths and vaporizing their aroma, annihilating them, filling my stomach with sound from you, from beneath, from above, beneath all the layers you crack and start shining, from that frequency that muffled your sound. Being in time was impossible, being in now was not imaginable. From all the ways in them I crawled, from all the lines in them I followed, I became whole, and I'm here. הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept on myself the due commandment or the utterance of love your neighbor, your friend, your gardener, your partner, in the same way that you express love to yourself. And first it starts with you. Hello, welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host. I'm a spiritual mentor and a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power. I have a wonderful guest, and I didn't do... I messed up. I silenced and then I played the video. I have a wonderful guest, Talia Priel.
Touch.
Hello, Touch.
Hello. It's a different touch.
It's a different touch. Yeah. Come get close to the mic.
Oh.
And okay. So I have Talia Priel, Touch. And thank you for being here. Talia is a leader, is a community leader. And she is the regional manager for Na'ale, which is, I wouldn't say an organization. Cause
it's a huge program.
It's a program.
Part of the Israeli government.
Israeli government that provides educational experiences for high school students from the U.S. or from anywhere in the world?
From anywhere in the Western world, Jewish teenagers.
Jewish teenagers, yeah, to go, yes. and have their entire high school
teenager,
in Israel.
Teenager years.
Years in Israel, which is,
yes,
wonderful.
Yes.
Before we get into that, this is, we are in a unique transformational time. Unique transformational time. And just for disclaimer, we have these our new partners in crime.
We arrived early in order to sanitize all.
Well, maybe I should do this so there's no product placement, but that's okay.
You're here. You can sell that, you know.
You are here because you help us sanitize.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for being here. A point of reflection in this time that we are talking about, abstaining from touch.
You are a game player with words.
Well, we make, in our culture, we make meaning through words.
That's true.
In other indigenous cultures where words are not necessary, there are connections that are made through the spiritual connections, or even here, I've experienced many spiritual connections with people in different levels, but for the most part, we're making meaning through our language.
That's true.
Through our words. So it is very...
I'll take it. Ta-da!
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 So, making words, making meaning. And this is how I see this work, and this is why we're here also on the radio and on the video and doing the sound, is to empower...
Communication, communicators we are.
And how do we communicate? How many times has it happened to you when you say something and you say, oh, that's not what I meant?
That's true. Things happen, yeah, because you use words in so different levels. And so, again,
I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. That's my job.
Thank you for being here.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Change hats because you're also a broadcaster.
Yes. Yeah. It's a different chair. It's a different seat. It might be the same chair, but the meaning inside that it's different.
The meaning.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. You see.
And so a teacher asked me, brought up the $64,000 question. What's the meaning of life? To make meaning.
That's true. And it's beautiful.
The meaning of life
to create meaning. Meaning.
And how do we create meaning? And here is an example of the time that we're at now, where you as a community leader know the way to create meaning in the way that we know to create meaning.
Words.
Touch. Let's talk about the touch and the closeness of
for me personally, it's very difficult because I'm a touchy person.
Yeah.
Very.
Me too. Yeah.
It's a matter of hugging and kissing and every shalom and every hi and every bye should have a... And for me, it's like this corona hug with the elbow.
Or the kick with the leg.
Yeah, it's like... it's so for me personally, it's a... I need to prepare myself to that. I have to rethink about automatically, you know, your face is gone. No. Yeah.
And we get new sponges.
Yeah.
I brought new sponges for us. Yeah. So we
That's
have
nice. And the colors are nice.
Ta-da-da.
That's nice.
So we are creating now. Here we have a... I'll take those things off. Now it's open. We are challenged now to create meaning through a different way of communication.
Even without touching.
So it is really going into... So here is the thing. And before we dive into this, I want to give a phone number. If you want to ask Talia something, it's 323... That I still can see. 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Abracadabra. Create what you speak. It's the meaning that we make, right? And the words that... So here you are. Here's a community leader. How are you going to... How did you think about creating different... How is this falling into place? All the new changes that we have with the virus and how is it affecting the work and bringing the message of connecting? And
first, in the technical level, there is some changes for sure. Things are people cancel events every time, every day, every occasion. So, like, I'm playing and I'm captain in Mamanet, the league of the women's sport, like volleyball. And they send a message that with a lot of they are very, very sorry because they know that they have to let us stay at home for a few weeks in order to reevaluate the situation. I have classes that I I have classes that I moderate with cooking in Hebrew that women we are talking about holidays or events and cooking things with recipe that connected to the holiday. And we have this week two different groups, and we have the decision to cancel. You know, it's not because I want, because I will prefer to be with them, with people. I'm a people person. You need to take care not only of you, of them.
Yeah, for sure.
So we will do what we have to do. You know, if someone said, please do not do that, we will not. We're not taking chances in our life. Mm. Not those kind of chances.
But here, there is the concept in Judaism, "Venishmartem lenafshotechem," which means, you took the step, the initial step. I'm putting it out in simple words. Is take the initial step to take care of ourselves or to do anything for that matter, anything that we want, anything that we desire. We have to do the initial step for it. So it's the same thing with our health, which comes first, because if we're not able to do that. So the first step to do that. So here we have our children, which you are... Talk a little bit about the Na'aleh.
So before we will go to Na'aleh, I want to tell you that now with the corona drama all over the world, the statistic says that the kids are most protected. So we're okay with that.
They're most protected.
Yes. The elderly population is much more in risk.
Much more susceptible.
Yeah.
So
with kids, but Na'aleh just sent, after they waited for the Ministry of Education to send their message, their voice, So they get the message to hold the whole youth boarding school that we're working with. Mm-hmm. excuse me, that they can decide for 9 and 10 graders if they want to go home, mm-hmm. and they have to be to think that it might be that even after summer, because
that's right.
So 9 and 10 year grade, it's still okay not to achieve the academic goals. But those who are 11 and 12 that start already the matriculation exam, the final for the final diploma, they rethink. So they said in each of the boarding schools, staff will minimum, but staff will stay. Those who have nowhere to go in Israel, like grandmother, family, and you want to stay in the village, they can. So they give this option.
But here's the thing. I mean, somebody stays, somebody is quarantined, somebody stays at home and is a carrier. They don't have to be sick. They can just be a carrier. And they're among people in the household, and then that person of the household goes out. So it's not really... But what I'm referring to is... As far as okay, before we go now, we're talking about our children that
the
are
the most important thing in life.
Yes, absolutely. and aside from this, what is happening now? They are already here. You know, the kids that were born after the nineties, during the nineties and above. They have something else in them. They're evolved. They have almost like an extra development, like an extra chromosome for these crystal kids that have these understandings that we worked so hard to get to today. They are born with that. And this is why I said that we are all shamans. You know, a shaman comes from Russian, actually.
Really?
And it says... somebody that has one leg in this world, one leg here and one leg here, and we are like the bridge.
We are the generation, the bridge. Our parents were in a different world,
different vibration,
and our kids in a different world. It's like three dimension. We are in the
we are the sandwich.
Exactly.
So we are actually experiencing. This is a great time because we are experiencing this. Shift, you know,
we are shifting for sure.
We're shifting.
I tried yesterday night to explain my daughter, like, what is to not to use a paper towel. She said, "Ima, how can we not?" I said, "Take the fabric one and wash it, save it." And they never grew to this kind of. For them, everything is so easy. So
it's replenishable. It's changing. it's a given.
They are having a hard time, but. Hopefully we will survive that. Like we will be okay.
Thank God. You know, everything comes to pass.
That's true.
The only permanent thing is really a change. And our children. And because of this, we start teaching them the meaning of connection based on our stories, right? They were born into our stories. So we are telling them, this is how you make meaning. This is what you do this. This is what you do that. Now they kind of came to a certain threshold, and now everything shifts. So now we have the challenge to work with the children that that have to see things differently yet again. And so now there is almost, as we are talking about connection, and that means the coming together, because that's in our basic DNA, to be connected, to be seen, to be loved, to be in a community.
Yeah.
And now
we belong.
To belong. And now we are being physically isolated, right? So how are we creating
this? For my belief, since I'm a spiritual thinker, there is a higher purpose for this corona issue.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything in this physical.
I cancel everything this week. I say I'll be home. And then I said, Talia, a week you will be home. I said, you know what? Mm-hmm. God has different plans than mine.
Exactly.
So I'll do things home. It's okay. It's very okay. For God's sake, everything will be okay. Bezrat Hashem, all
Thank
will
God,
be good.
Bezrat Hashem,
and,
amen. Everything physical here has a spiritual reasoning and cause. So it's if we look at everything like a map, we can see that. So we're asking our children to see the ways that things are happening and to protect the world.
A lot of questions are coming from the parents, like what's going on. The parents live here, and the kids are there. You know, it's a. But if you will take Nale as an overall.
umbrella?
The vision is the big picture. The vision is to to give the possibility to Jewish teenager to experience, connect, study the language, the history, the culture, to give them the opportunity to adventure living in Israel.
Yeah,
that's the vision. Then you can take it and you know, subtitles and some in sub. But the big one is really to give the opportunity to taste it. We have kids. First of all, it's not a pioneer a program. It's like almost 30 years.
There are other programs that encourage different things like Taglit and all these kind of things.
But it's for years, not for 8 weeks, 8 days. It's for years. And it's already 30 years in the market, in the educational market.
4 years, the teenager can go on. Some
of them are four, some three. We can take kids that are going to the ninth grade or to the 10th grade. Not before, because they're too young to do the separation.
It's also because of the system in Israel. Here in Israel, there is not, there is Chativat Beinayim, but not as much. It's usually elementary school and high school. Yeah, but so there is no middle school.
They are thinking through mature-wise.
Yeah, maturity-wise.
Yes, but before the ninth grade, you know, I'm not sure you can take a kid 30 years old out. It's too early. For us, in order to bring them to the academic achievement that we want them to do, we cannot take them after 10th because... Sorry, since Hebrew is not a precondition, it's not.
Mm.
You can come with zero Hebrew.
Wow, that's amazing.
So they need at least 1 year for Ulpan, intensive Ulpan, that they will have the language, because eventually the matriculation exam, the Bagrut, the diploma, Hebrew, Omnam. We are doing it Bagrut Olim, like it's like you are an immigrant, so we have some things that make it easy for you.
Okay.
But still, the diploma is in Hebrew. They have to be tested in Hebrew.
Yeah, you want to live in Israel.
So, exactly. So, 10th grade is the max. Like, we will take the 10 and teach a lot of Hebrew. And then 11, 12, they are running after all the matriculation exam.
So this is amazing. So, 4 years, door to door, everything paid.
So, this is one of the rabbis in Seattle last year when I met. He said, Talia, listen, I think this is the most well-kept secret in the Jewish world. How come we don't know that?
This is amazing.
I said, why it's so? He said, you know, we send our kids when we live in a small place, there is no high school, Jewish Hebrew high school. We send them to Chicago, to New York, tons of money. Why didn't I know it before? I said, well, thank God you know it now. You know, even if it didn't work for your kids, at least now in your position as the rabbi of the community, you can spread the word.
Exactly.
So we have almost 20,000 alumni. Wow. 20,000 alumni. It's like...
So, and the greater thing is there is an added benefit that if you decide to join the army...
It's no decision. It's not that after 17 years old, if you're Israeli... If your parents are Israel, you're Israeli.
So if a child comes at 14, right, at 14, and he stays there for 3 years, after 6 months, he's already an Israeli citizen, right?
You know, the law in the Jewish agency and the Ministry of Observance, they change it so many times, so we are trying not to go there in order not to mislead. So every time there's a question about, my grandfather was Israeli, but my...
I'm just
send me the email. Gotcha. I will transfer it. They will give you the right answer. You know, things change, and I don't want to be in this position of saying, "Oh no, you told me that he." I'm not.
Not army, but you meant keva, right? Or
army. After they are done with the 12th grade, they can do or Shirut Lumi or IDF, one of them. And if they are doing so, and
Shirut Lumi is more of
a national service,
which is a little lesser in the requirements.
But still, if they are doing that. They are getting university for free
university.
Too.
It's like, that's amazing.
Listen to the families that have 2, 3, 4 kids and try to see how families are getting into big debt about all these expenses. Yeah. And we have families with few kids already.
This is amazing.
With the 9 and 12, you know, they don't even pay the first ticket. Like every Sunday that bridge the end of August and the beginning of September, I'm flying with the new kids to Israel. I'm taking them.
Oh, poor you.
No, don't do that. Literally, I'm crying there. You can ask the families. I am crying there. It's the separation with the families. it's something that you cannot even, words will not describe that. You have to see that in order to understand how, you know, the real heroes are the parents. They don't have to send the kids in 14. No one will force them. They're getting one of the kids, oh my goodness, I won't cry. One of the kids hugged his mom in the airport and he started to cry. She said, he's never crying. He said, why are you crying? He said, because now I love you more. And she said, why do you love me more? He said, because now I know for sure that you value my dreams more than yours. Come on. Like that was...
See, this is an example. This is the example of the children today. And so I want to play something for our children to keep our children to keep the world going and the world safe and safe for everyone, and the safety first starts in our heart. How do we see through the eyes of the heart? We come through the eyes of the heart and feel the person in front of us. So,
oh my God,
Davido. שמור על העולם ילד. Keep our world safe, child.
תפקיד חשוב, אתה יודע?
It's very important.
תפקיד, it's a very, very important, it's a duty. Like, you have to do that. That's the next generation. They are the next rulers. They are the next...
Yeah,
they will take care of us when we will be older. This is the future,
is,
the kids.
It is also how we talk to them about this. But let's go back
let's
to,
go
Nale.
To Nale.
I want to talk to Nale because there are people that are watching and I know I lived in Kansas City for 7 years, so I know that there are people there, Jewish people, that send their kids to private schools all over and they're paying gazillions of toilet
papers.
You're right.
So let's start from the beside the vision of the opportunity to,
yes,
to give them.
Yes.
So as I said, the project is like the project. This huge program is like almost 30 years. We have like 19,000 alumni. We are, me and my colleagues, we are 13 regional directors around the world, around the Western world.
Okay.
And each end of August, we are flying with the next generation of students that we have for that year. So it starts with the family to go online,
okay,
for naaleeliteacademy.com.
Okay.
Naaleeliteacademy.com, very
it's
simple.
NAALE.
Exactly.
Academy.com. Elite Academy.
Naaleeliteacademy.com and register now. Open a file, no cost, nothing, just open a file. Put your names down there, phone number, email, let the Jewish agency and me or other regional director know that you exist. And then we will start, the process. Eventually, I have in Los Angeles twice a year a screening day, screening and interview day.
For students?
For the new ones that want to join.
Okay.
So stuff from Israel, teachers, psychologists are coming. Like I had it in February 23rd, Miami day after, Toronto day. You know, they're running from place to place.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have a test all day long, very long day. That's why I'm asking, please, for the parents, do not take red-eye flight. No, let them have a good sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they are having a social dynamic to make sure that they can function and operate and be something. They're not going to live with mom and dad, so they need to do something with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a few tests like math and English and whatever. And then like מבחנים פסיכומטריים, shapes and direction, yes, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of them is having a interview with a psychologist, and each parent will have this kind of session with a different psychologist. And then when the staff is going back to Jerusalem, they're opening the files of the tests of the psychologist recommendations, and they're dealing with each kid. Thank God most of the kids are accepted, because in advance, during the process, we as regional directors, we know that the little things to see if he's coming from special aids, for sure, for example, we don't have how to help them, so why to give them to have this dream? You know, so we know we are looking for students.
Okay.
Not straight A, not honor students. It's not a camp. It's fun, but it's not a
camp.
It's not like Sunday fun day.
Because aside from the challenges of a new language, you have everything. You have
no
a new
family.
Culture, no family. You have to create your own support system, but basically the support system is being offered to you. So it's kind of a, here's a support system for you.
They are so protected. They have like consultant for each 12 kids. They have like...
Okay, so now we're talking about this in the midst of the corona. Now, I assume that there are certain things that are on hold now. How is this happening? Now, because it's temporary, but still, how is this shifting? Are you shifting? Are there any shifts in... the model of it, because the you can't have now close or many people in one place or close proximity.
No, for right now, Israel,
everything
is
closed borders.
No schools.
But we're talking that when this is, maybe this is the time to start doing this.
Yeah.
To prepare for.
Hopefully, it's like, all schools, they start
register.
We had already the first screening day, and I have in June, I have the second screening day.
Yeah.
And then on the end of August, we will fly. But things, you know.
So maybe now is the time to register for when everything is over.
It is.
You're ready.
It is.
Already.
That's the time. Exactly that.
So you're not changing any business model, like any educational models. You're just waiting for everything to relax.
Like every wave.
Okay.
Every wave, you know. Smart guy said when the sea is very energetic, rough, and the big wave is coming towards you, take a deep breath.
Go under.
Let the wave go. And when you will raise yourself and stand, you will look at what? What happened to the wave?
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to let the wave
there
go.
There is a song of Meir Ariel. Aval avarnu et paro.
Ve'navor gam et ze. Bechlet, lat, lat, slowly, slowly.
We'll pass for all. We'll pass this too. God willing. Thank you.
It will be okay. So we are talking about cost. So beside bringing your kids every summer to be with you, unless you want to come to be there.
Which is cheaper.
All is covered, like health insurance, pocket money, field trips, food, of course, tutoring.
This is amazing.
All
is covered. By the way, I did not know that. Otherwise, my children would have benefited from that. They just benefited from Taglit, you know, the 2 weeks in the summer.
Yeah.
That is door to door. Also, it's another thing. It's a door to door vacation.
2 weeks. We're talking about 4 years plus.
4 years.
This is a lot of money.
2 weeks that I've experienced with my kids, door to door in that. But this is 4 years.
And more.
And more.
And
more. So they're staying. So when they go there, there are families that are hosting them, right?
Unless you have your grandma. If you are in an Israeli family, you have there all your family, for sure.
So also if the parent is in Israel, if the parent is in Israel, they will allow the child to come.
If the parents live in Israel?
No, if like I'm here.
Yeah. It's open to Israeli families as well as American ones.
What if the family were in Israel, the child was born, and at the age of two, they moved to the States, and now the kid is 14, but he's already an Israeli citizen?
It's okay.
Is he still eligible?
We love him the same.
All right, that's wonderful.
So, yes, we accept them. The matter of the cost, so I'm saying like we have few schools, okay? People can choose the stream that fit them. Like we have Ayanot and Mosen Zon. They are big, not religion, secular youth villages. We have Shalabim. It's a yeshiva, all boys school in Modi'in.
Religious. Yeah,
very orthodox, yes. And it's at the same page. We have Amana. It's an ulpana for religious girls in Kfar Saba. So they choose where they want to go. If they fit the school, and we have one school that is like, it's not a diamond because they're all very good, but it's a unique one. It calls Anier. It's next to Nahalal in the north.
Nahalal,
of Israel.
And
this school is for gifted in math and science.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's above language. It's not like English speakers or Russian speakers. It's above language. So they're accepting only from the ninth grade. They're doing until something happened. My voice. Sorry. So they have from 9 to 12.
Take some water.
Yeah, for sure. 9 to 12, and they're not going to the army directly. They're going to the Technion.
To the Technion, yeah. To the, it's a high school academy. It's like a university.
Engineering academy.
It's like a it's like a vocational.
So they are going directly there. They can choose which engineer they want, like a computer, chemistry, whatever. When they will finish the first degree and become engineers, when they are 22 years old, then they will go to the army. But 8 years for high school, for Technion, Israel is paying.
And then,
can you believe that?
I believe that. And then the thing is that when they go to the army, they do the 3 years because of their study.
The path is already,
and especially, and you know, there is something. So, you know, if you take a grain of sand from Israel and a grain of sand from here, They're the same, but there is something different in the energy.
You want to feel the energy? Can we put this?
Let's put this
amazing
video.
3 minutes explanation from the kids themselves.
So it is a video, but you're going just to hear the audio of it. But this is really.
My name is Goldie Franks.
Marvin Tool.
Danielle Haziza. I'm from New Jersey.
Johannesburg, South Africa.
I'm from Belgrade, Serbia, and I'm. Senior.
11th grade now.
9th grade. I just turned 15.
I'm 16.
17.
It's my last year, third year in NALE program.
I kind of always had the dream to like live or study in Israel.
I wanted to move to Israel and my parents couldn't yet. I couldn't wait for them any longer.
When I heard of NALE, then I thought this may be my opportunity.
NALE is a one-of-a-kind program that offers any Jewish teenager who come and study and experience Israel in the best way possible.
They came from all over the globe. They start working at Ulpan, study the language, make friends with another kids, and I saw the progress.
It's been really good. I'm really happy with how the whole year has been going for me.
That whole high school experience is so unique in Israel, and it's so different from America.
You learn a lot about the Israeli culture, you learn a lot about Israeli history, and you see a whole new side of the world.
The academic part is the most important thing of the program.
I'll say my favorite class was English.
Probably chemistry.
Math. I love math.
At first it was hard, but you get very, very quickly used to it.
They put a lot of effort into Ulpan lessons and making sure that you're prepared to learn in Hebrew and to speak.
I learned everything in Ulpan. You can really come with like zero Hebrew and then make it to the top in like a year.
We've been lucky enough to have some really great staff members working with us. If we have any kind of issue, we come to them.
It becomes a family, and it's something that you learn that you can't live without.
I love my teachers. They really help a lot, and they give you extra support if you need it, and they're great. They're the best.
Every child needs something different. Anything and everything that a child needs, we take care of.
If someone needs any help in any subject, we will make sure he's getting it.
I talk with the parents all the time to let them know what's going on with their kid.
The most important thing is that we're working together and that the child will succeed and will fulfill his potential and will do his best.
We have to be really responsible here, and it changes you a lot. It's a good feeling to be like independent and responsible for yourself.
Being here in a boarding school gives you a lot of opportunities to be you.
They come as teenagers, and after 3-4 years, you really see that they become mature, responsible, young adults.
If I went back in time, I'd do the exact same thing all over again.
I would recommend NALE for somebody who really loves Israel and somebody who really wants to get a good education and just have a good time and meet people from all around the world.
You don't really have so often the opportunity just to go to a different country, to easily learn the language and have such a different experience.
People mature and people grow up and realize what they want for themselves in life and where they're headed towards, and it's something that I don't think I would have been able to figure out had I not been part of the program.
NALE is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
NALE is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
NALE ist ein einmaliges Erlebnis.
NALE kann wiederholen und erwarten in der Vita.
NALE ist ein unerwartetes Erlebnis.
NALE ist die Zeit des Lebens.
NALE
ist die Zeit
des Lebens.
Des
Lebens.
Des
Lebens.
Des
Lebens.
Des
Lebens.
It gives you an adventure in life. It gives you something to say, wow, that was my high school experience, and I'm really proud of that.
Bruchim abayim lenale.
Bruchim abayim lenale.
Wow.
Isn't that
amazing? I was glued to the screen, you know? You know,
I will put, when I'll be home, yeah, the link for this video.
Please. Send me the link, I will add it to the post, okay?
Because to hear it, it's one thing, but to see the faces...
To see the faces, you really have to see the
unbelievable
video.
Unbelievable.
So it's also in YouTube, it's NALE, N-A-A-L-E, Elite Academy. You know, there is... The German guy said something that... my ear is something that I wanted to tell you earlier, to share with you earlier, you know? That this is... Israel is the only place that I know of that every Jew, doesn't matter if you've ever lived there, if you are half a Jew, if you are a quarter of a Jew, you always have a home.
You are welcome. You are welcome again.
Again, you always have a home.
Exactly.
You know that you have a home. Doesn't matter where you are, how long you've been. You've never been to Israel. You've been out of. It's the only place that you can come. You can say, and I don't know about this. you know,
no other other
place that say wherever you are, this is home.
This is home.
This is the difference. I think it has also to do with, I believe also with our spiritual connection and the spiritual connection and in the words that there is a different.
So I will need to sharpen it a little bit. We are checking, not me. I'm doing the bridging. I'm helping. I'm sending the file when it's full to the Jewish agency and to the Ministry of. They are checking. So we have, Yehudim Meshichim.
Yeah, Messianic Jews.
With all the love and respect, they are not in the criteria. We have families that say we love
also
Israel.
Also, Israelis.
Yes.
You know, I'll tell you something.
We need a proof of Judaism.
Well, I'll tell you something, because you brought this up. I was in that for about a decade. I was in Messianic Jews for about a decade or something like that. And I'll just say that I was there. I don't know what I think. So I really didn't. I remember at that time it started in Israel that there was a lot of restrictions. You cannot do this, da-da-da-da-da. There is a whole political, religious side to it. We'll leave this aside. But you know, if you say to some, I know people that have been in very high places in the army, and then they decided to be in that place. That's the journey in their life, right? They decided to be in that, and to come to say for his kid, you cannot go because you've been part of that. So where is the home?
Okay. Not everyone that speaks Hebrew is your brother. Not everyone that lives in your neighbor is your partner. You cannot spread it like that, you know?
But I'm not spreading it. I'm saying that
we want to offer that. We want to offer that to Jewish families, and we need a proof of Judaism. We need to know that even if the mother is not and she's coming from a non-Jewish family, but the father, his father is Jewish, even his mother not. It's okay. The Chok HaShvut.
Yeah.
We can have two generation. They're trying, they're doing their best really seriously in order to open this range of, to accept kids.
Look,
but
I know,
still, there are some restrictions that, like every...
Look, I know that you may not have an official answer. You may have may have personal opinion about, you know, Messianic Jews, and that's okay. So I don't want to put you in a place that you have to respond.
No, we said in Hebrew, you know, Ani Yircha Kodmim. So we want to have to give help
the people of your village.
Of course.
No, I understand.
So we want very proudly and with a lot of love to offer that unique, amazing diamond Rolls Royce program to families that, or there is no Jewish high school in their area, which happened a lot, or there is but it's very expensive, which happened a lot. So we want to have to give them a hand. We cannot. I wish we could. No one can help the whole world.
I understand, you have
to be specific.
But the specific that you're saying is, and again, I'm not judging. This is a question that came up as we're talking, so there is no really, I'm just really raising something. Because you say, well, every Jew, you know, you're Jewish, you have a kid, you go, and then if they believe in this and believe in this, so they're, it's like feeling like excommunicated. I don't want, look, if
you know,
if
there
you
is
have,
a, there is
you,
a site, it's called Milgot.
Milgot.
Okay, tuitions. And there are hundreds of Milgot. And each one has his own criteria. If you are from...
that's right. Okay.
Religion, this ethnic, that this. If you have if more kids at home, if your parents are not working, each program gave.
They have their own criteria.
Exactly. So that's the criteria for this program.
I see.
And thank God for that. At least 19,000 kids were
I understand. I understand the spiritual ramifications and everything, and understanding that it's all good. I understand the need to create some kind of coherent vision. Okay.
Yeah.
So okay. So let's move on. I want to make sure that whoever is watching and picked their interest to speak. By the way, the number again here is 323-203-0815. Let's talk about the last part. We don't have too much time, so let's
start. Okay.
Go.
Yeah. I just want to say that instead, like we showed the video for the non-religious students, we have the same. We will listen to that later. For the religions, it's a beautiful program, and this is the time to register. So
if
someone needs that, hear that, wants that, and they cannot reach me, they can send you.
That's right.
And you will connect.
That's right.
I'll be always happy to answer.
If there is any, you want more information, there are questions that we didn't answer because you didn't call. No, but anyway, but the number, again, I gave you the number. Send me a message or put on the wall a message, and Talia will see
with
that
love.
She's tagged on this, and I will
with love
respond. So we have the last few minutes.
Okay.
So
let's talk about community events.
Let's talk about the community events.
Community activities.
Activities that are happening in the program. Is that what you're talking about? Or now is something...
LA area.
Okay,
not connected to that. So every year we have the Holocaust Memorial Day, you know, Zikaron Basalon. That since we know that the Holocaust survivor, unfortunately, less and less for each year. So we are hosting in the houses. They feel less...
when is now? It's now going to be around May, right?
It's
in May.
We have Zikaron Basalon, April 22nd.
Zikaron Basalon meaning memorial in the living room.
In the living room. Yeah. Let them have a warm atmosphere. So this is like the fourth year that LA is doing that. It's all the community leaders, like it's the Mati and IAC and youth movement, like it's of Scouts and Bnei Akiva. All the, we have the FLS, Family Flown Soldiers. We have the Larger Than Life. We have a lot of organizations in our community that are working together in order to open houses to do this thing. So we are just next month from them, hopefully.
So here is the thing. So you're doing, is there a specific venue that people can find out about this in the LA community?
We will have AISCs will advertise the link for the whole like 20 something houses that opening this. Last year we have 24 houses. So this year I'm not sure yet, but they opened the house. They are taking care about the survivor. There is a link. You can choose a house next to your house. You will see number 7, Tarzana, number 8. You will see whatever, and you will, no cost. Just mark how many people you are coming, no cost. It's so we have that. And last year, the ISC start with the Memorial Day for Israelis Fallen. Yom HaZikaron L'Chalalei Tzahal. So this year, all the community event.
Okay. So here is the thing. Because we are where we are, we say, yeah, hopefully in a month it'll be, but we don't know. So is there a plan B? Is there a plan B for creating community with a different meaning? Remember, we're talking about with a different way of, obviously it's the videos, but when we do things in video, you have a different way of communicating things. So how?
So probably it will be something different, a plan B that can be online. And we will put the link and people will show it, will see it. A lot of Israeli families have Israeli TV at home, so they can see directly the things there. This is one of the niche of the activities. We have a very nice project that calls in Hebrew Le'olam Be'ikvot HaShemesh, Forever Follow the Sun.
Forever in the footsteps of the sun, so to speak.
Yeah, okay. So we start that, me and Eyal Shemesh, the owner of We Are in America magazine.
Okay, yeah.
Of a women event that gathering and cook and create big basket of food and things that are tasty and colorful and happy. And a lot of people in the community buy like gift cards and things like that, and we're making a big nice thing. And Stand By Me, the organization that taking care of family with one cancer survivor or fighter, they give me addresses. And the day after we are cooking and preparing, we are taking that to the houses of the... Listen, it's emotional in a league that you cannot even understand. It's a lady like short. I'm a tall girl. That she said, thank you so much. I want to bless you. And I was in a hurry to give it to the other houses before Shabbat is here.
Yeah.
So I said, thank you so much. You are blessed. She said, no, I want to bless you. I said, I didn't understand. She wants me to bow down a little bit. She wants to touch my head.
Yes, yes.
Unbelievable. With tear in my eyes, I said, thank you so, so much. God bless you. So thank you. It was the second one. We did in Hanukkah and we did it for Purim.
Yeah.
So it will be four times a year. Okay.
Well, God willing, we are in the time of we are in the time of a shift. We'll see how these things will
Bezat
shift.
Hashem.
We'll create.
Bezat Hashem.
We'll have to create. We're
you know how survivors. How I finish every how I conclude every broadcast that I had we had in this. I said, please be good, be better, try to be better. Baby steps.
Mm.
Try to be better. So if each of one will do something a little extra, not the whole nine yard, okay? Mm-hmm. Just just something yeah. small, it will be much better.
Amen. Yeah, please be better than we were yesterday, because tomorrow never happened and today we are.
Something small. You don't have to jump.
It's beautiful.
Something small.
It's beautiful. Talia.
We're running out of time.
We ran out of time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm going to play as we leave. I'm going to play the video for a minute. It's not going to end. I'm going to put the link for both videos because
yes.
we won't have time.
Yes.
I'm going to put the link for both videos.
I will send it to you.
Send them to me. I'll put them on the post. This is for you another way, another continue because we're looking at what's next. We're also
another
not just
option.
Looking at what now.
Another option. We're
looking at what's next, what's going forward. When we say we are not stopping living our life, we're not stopping to plan. We plan, God has other plans, but we're planning. We have an intention, we have a vision. We want to see how things happen and we overcome the challenges.
Yeah.
Thank you. Make it a wonderful week.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
I feel blessed to spread the word.
Amen, amen. I feel blessed. Be the channel and this is a channel, so we're doing it.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. Have a wonderful A wonderful week, a wonderful creation, and I will see you soon.
Keep yourself safe.
And keep yourself safe and others. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.